Okay, so let's do a loving kindness meditation now. Just to introduce the loving kindness meditation, it is an opportunity where we start with loving kindness on easy objects. And then we build it to more difficult objects little by little. Just the same way you light a fire with paper or with fire lighters, something which very easily takes a flame. You don't take a match and put it on a wet, sappy log. So instead, you light like a piece of paper and you get little small pieces of wood. And then you put those on, and then bigger pieces of wood. You increase the size of the wood little by little until you can put on logs. And once you've got a few logs on, then you can put on wet logs. You can see the steam coming off them. And they also take the fire. And then even the most difficult pieces of wood you can put on there, and they take the fire as well. So once there's enough heat and energy in that fire, then of course you can burn anything. So once there's enough energy of loving kindness in your heart, it's amazing just what you can actually give loving kindness towards. People you thought was impossible, but you've got such kindness, such love, it's just really built up. Wow. Oh, why not? You can. So anyway, we start with the simple objects, but before we even start with the simple objects, we've got to get ourselves comfortable. So sitting down, relax into the max. As we bring our attention to our body, this old vehicle which may be well used, a bit achy, a few pains, but it's what we have, and it's amazing what we can do, you know, with your old body. So I look at my legs first of all, making sure they're reasonably comfortable. I don't want to get disturbed in the meditation by an ache or a pain or my legs going to sleep. So I really put some attention and care into how I'm sitting. And it's not the same position every time. Today I'm sitting with my legs crossed like this, and this seems to be the best this afternoon. It may not be the same tomorrow. And if you're sitting on a chair again, and push your legs away from the chair, towards the chair, push them apart, until you can find the best position. And if the chair is too high, then you put the cushion underneath your feet. If it's too low, you put a cushion underneath your bottom. See, that's how we adjust the seat's height, so it's comfortable for you. So I really just spend some time. I don't assume that my legs are in the best position at the beginning, because too many times I've been hurt because I've assumed the legs are fine, and during the middle of the meditation I have to change them around because I was not careful enough. And then I check my butt, because sometimes if that is not in a good position it gets sore. Then I check my back to make sure that that is in a good position. And if you're on a chair, you can lean back if you wish. You can lean forward. You can do the straight back, which I usually prefer. But anyway, that's just me. And I feel that back is well balanced. It's in a position I can hold without effort for the time required for the meditation. Relaxing my shoulders. Moving them around until they feel really good. Preparation, so important. If you go on a car journey, you have to make sure you've got the petrol, there's enough air in the tyres, enough oil, that everything is just there ready for you. If If everything is set up, then you can have a very safe, enjoyable journey in meditation. Check my hands, that they're in a good position. My neck is comfortable, so I usually move my head around and until my head is properly balanced. And then relaxing the muscles around my eyes and my mouth. And I can use the mindfulness, the awareness, just to know that these eyes are relaxed. There's no tension on my forehead. And the mouth is also at ease, relaxed, at peace. Because when those muscles relax, so does much of that emotional world of anxiety, fear, tiredness, which you can read on a person's face, because the muscles are so arranged that you can tell when a person's not peaceful. So I start with the muscles on the face and I make them peaceful, relaxed. And that works back, like reverse engineering, on the emotional world. So I start really relaxed. If I can't be kind to my own body, how on earth am I going to even start loving kindness meditation to all beings? So I start with my body. Until I can feel that my body is relaxed to the max. I just can't get it more relaxed than this at this moment. And I have this perception of the whole body sitting here. As best I could possibly make it. Ready for meditation. And then in this meditation on loving kindness, I start to use visualization. I imagine an animal or a person or even a teddy bear or a flower in a pot, anything which you find an affinity for, which can so easily generate feelings of loving kindness and warmth and kindness and protection. And for me, I usually use a little kitten. I do have an affinity for cats, especially little cats, kittens. And I just visualize this little kitten, another little kitten, who's hiding in some crevice, some dark corner of our world. This little kitten who's been abandoned by her mother, who has no protection. And when I first meet this abandoned, terrified little being, all I hear is this such a sad cry of desperation, fear, with a tiny little bit of hope. Because as I pass by, this little kitten can maybe feel this big human being, maybe, just maybe, be kind to her. And that little plaintive, sad cry from this little kitten, I look and see these two eyes peering from the darkness. They are cat's eyes, kitten's eyes. And as I see them, I can see the fear, the terror and the pain in its eyes. Eye-to-eye contact conveys so many details, so much information of emotions. We always say the eyes are the window into a person's soul. Here the eyes of the cat, a window into its hope and fears. This little cat has trusted people, and just been hurt and wounded and has been treated in the only safe place it could find, a dark, cold, lonely corner, where it knows it can't survive by itself. It needs food and protection and sustenance. When I see those eyes, I can't go past them. Dear little kitten, please trust me. I will care for you. I will find you things to eat, to protect you, to nurture you when you're in such a weak state where you are so fragile and you cannot look after yourself. You're a small little being, newly come into this world. You deserve more than fear and violence. So I start to develop feelings of empathy and protection and kindness and warmth towards this terrified little being. And I convey those my own feelings, just like I look into the eyes of the kitten and can see its pain. It looks into my eyes and sees trust and caring. This little head just comes a few centimeters out of the darkness and see more of this head. Little kitten, please let me care for you. I open the door of my heart to you. Please come in. I won't harm you or hurt you. I will nurture you, be your friend, companion, enjoy. I won't control you. You're a little kitten, a cat. You'll be able to go out and do cat things. But I care for you. And I put out my hand. Little kitten sees it as it comes closer and closer to its body. Just out of past experience, the little kitten retracts into the darkness a little bit more. Still doesn't trust me. Who would? When you've only met disappointment and pain from every being you've trusted so far in your life. But I keep spreading that loving kindness. Dear little kitten, I would never harm or hurt you in any which way. And I give me the opportunity to give to you, to care for you. It's part of my life. You'll be part of my life. To caring without controlling. To look after you by setting you free. And somehow or other, that little kitten lets me touch her. And I'm shocked at what I touch. Cat furs, kitten furs are just usually so clean. This one is all dirty. And I can feel, I have to be very soft and gentle, feel little scabs of blood. That cat has been wounded and scratched and bitten. I can feel her bones and just hardly any flesh on her. She must be so hungry, hasn't eaten for I don't know how long. And so with such gentleness, the maximum gentleness which I can possibly muster, I put my hand under it and pick up this ball of bones covered with fur. I know it must hurt, but this is what I need to do to protect and take the hurt away. The cuts may still be raw, the bruises may still be tender, but the little kitten lets me pick her up. I always keep that eye contact. Little kitten, I really care for you. I'm a big fella, but I'm going to be so soft, caring, and gentle. As I start to feel these emotions of protection and care kindness, compassion, love, just coming out and just bathing this little being, this kitten, and giving it a sense of safety. Maybe this big monk may be the one who will care for me, who will heal my pain, and let me live a life of comfort and peace like any other being in this great planet Earth. And I pick her up and bring her to my chest and warm her body with my warmth, holding her and just restraining my disgust at just how this little being has been treated. You can see the cuts and the bruises and the scabs. And this poor little kitten, the beginning of its life has been so hard, and that she trusts me is just miraculous. Well, I hold her. Dear little kitten, you do have a protector, a friend. I will find lots of milk for you to drink. Lots of the best cat food. I'm going to feed you until you're as fat as me, until you're as happy and jolly, until you're a cat who has overcome its fear of others. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is open. You're my friend. I will care and protect you. And as I hold this little kitten next to my chest, I feel this warmth, this tingle, coming in from my heart region, through the skin of my chest, and into that little kitten, is what I recognize as the power, the radiation of loving kindness. It's how I visualize it and how I develop it. This golden glow, like a beam of light, like from a lighthouse, but now it's coming from my chest and into the kitten, bathing her to her tail, to the edges of her whiskers, her little paws which are tucked up under her belly. This little kitten has got her eyes closed. She's resting, sleeping, maybe for the first time in days. She feels safe. She trusts me. And I even imagine that I'm hearing some purring from this little kitten. Even though she must be hungry and in pain, still, she's known some love, some care for the first time, and that she's delighting in. The food, the cleaning, the healing, that will come later. She knows that. Now, she knows she is safe, protected. As this light going through my chest goes right into this kitten from the tail to the nose to the tip of the ears, warming, healing, and I notice the more of this beautiful loving kindness I give, the more I have to give, the more powerful it becomes. Just giving to another never diminishes the power of your love and care. It just makes it stronger. As I blast and zap this little kitten with as much love and care and blessings as I possibly could manage, all over, right inside, over her skin, and just imagine that just even that much gives so much healing and peace and satisfaction. Dear little kitten, I care for you. Even your only imaginary, I really care. And I feel the power of such love. I've lit the fire on an imaginary being. So now, I replace the image with a real being. A good friend, a partner, a lover, a child, or even your own little dog or a cat back home anywhere. The person who is closest to you in this life, you imagine them sitting or standing right in front of you. They are fragile like the little kitten. They may be mature in years, but they also get hurt so easily. They get in pain, even though they may not show it. They're afraid. They hurt. They're also in need of your love and kindness and friendship to be expressed. So you look at your closest associate in this life. Imagine them standing right in front of you. My dear friend, my close relation, my lover, my partner, my child, my mother, whoever it happens to be, I care for you sincerely. I know just I need your support as you need mine. The world would be just so much more difficult without you. So you have my love, my trust. Is there anything I can do to be of service, to help? I sincerely give that to you. Is there anything I've done which has hurt you? I'm sorry, I'm a human being with so many faults. But my dearest friend, I care. Can you imagine this golden light of loving kindness coming again through the skin above your heart region, like a golden light, a ray of power, of healing, of reassurance, of encouragement going into their body, through their chest, and going up to their heads, to their ears, their mouth, to the arms and the tip of their fingers, down their body, down their legs, into their toes, and this energy of kindness and love going right through the inner parts of their body. They may be sick, may have cancers or diseases. You're zapping them with your golden light of loving kindness. I truly care for you, my best friend, my closest associate, my Kalyana Mitta, if you want to call it that, the noble friends, as the Buddha said. May you be happy and well. May you know that I'm thinking about you and caring about you right now. May you realize just how much I can give and share and heal and accept and embrace. Whoever you are, you're not alone in this journey through this world. I'm by your side, even though I may be thousands of miles away. I care for you. And that's sincere. And now you can imagine that power of that loving kindness getting stronger. And now, without opening your eyes, you imagine all the people in this room, all the people you've shared the last 7, 8 days with, fellow travelers on the path. You may think are way ahead of you, some way behind, but that doesn't matter one bit. As you spread this loving kindness towards every being in this hall, they need it as you need it. They hurt and get disappointed as you get hurt and disappointed. They are fragile, physically and sometimes emotionally. They hear the wrong thing, or at least what they believe is the wrong thing. And they cringe. They get wounded. They too need that healing. So may all the beings in this room care for one another. Forgive one another any misunderstandings or even intentional harm. We're all fallible. We make mistakes. But now, our loving kindness, our care, our compassion is so much more powerful than any enmity. As you say to everybody in this room, I care for you. May you be happy and well and free from sickness. May you not judge so harshly yourself or others. There's a place for each one of us in the forest, no matter how twisted and bent or wounded that tree is. You belong. As you give this beautiful acceptance, unconditional, unjudging, undifferentiated, like the sun shines on all beings, the good, the bad. May all beings be happy and well in this room. I care for you. As this golden light comes from your heart, goes into everybody else's heart, from their hearts back to yours, and around and embracing the beautiful energy of loving kindness, of metta, which doesn't judge, like a mother loves her only child. Even though the child screams at night and you change its nappies, you still love your child. You always will. I care for you. You love everybody in this room with unconditional kindness, which asks nothing back for you, which just gives. May all beings in this room be at peace, be healthy, be free, knowing you are loved. As this loving kindness goes much further, when the intensity builds, it goes way through this room. The walls and the roof cannot contain it. It goes to all the animals, the birds outside, the kangaroos, to all the workers and the people who've cooked food for you, to even the little ants on the ground. May all beings, the birds, the kangaroos, may all beings in this compound know that they're cared for. Because we care for you. There's a loving kindness, this golden glow coming from this room just spreads like a blanket over this retreat center. Healing, caring, forgiving. As it goes further, spreading over to Bodhinyana Monastery, over the other direction to the prison farm, there's many wounded people who've wounded others. Know that we care for you. The door of our hearts open. You made mistakes, but they're forgivable. Go beyond those and see the beauty which is way beyond whatever reason you hurt other beings. As this loving kindness goes even further, way over to the city of Perth, or the airport where you go to tomorrow, way down south to the monastery we're building over in Albany, north to the nuns' monastery, our city centre, the whole area, and you notice the more you give, the more you spread loving kindness, the stronger it gets. As you spend your care to all beings today, further afield, as it goes to the east coast of Australia, up to the neighbours in Indonesia, the many islands where your lovers and friends and family members, your parents and associates are, further up to Malaysia and Singapore, to Thailand and Vietnam, and further to China and Hong Kong, all the people who missed you, who are waiting for your return, all those people, and you have a gift for them. What did you bring me from Australia? You send it in advance. Kindness, care, forgiveness, love. All the people who are sick, your mothers, who are just really, really just suffering, fathers, friends, associates. Imagine them. And you zap them. It's the only word I can have. Use the intense energy of loving kindness. May my loved ones be free of pain. Have fearlessness, recovery and peace. Even a few more years of life, if you want. Because we care for you. My energy is your energy. As this loving kindness goes even further, until it spreads over the whole world, this whole planet Earth, this blue dot in the sky of the universe, where so many of your dreams and hopes and fears and your experiences and your people you love and care for, people you're afraid of, but you find you can love them unconditionally. May all beings on planet Earth be happy and well. I give you my forgiveness and my encouragement. May you trust yourself. Trust the goodness, the purity in your heart. This loving kindness goes further and further and further. And amongst all those beings in this world, there are some people who have really hurt you, who have let you down, who have caused you terrible pain. You have a choice to be a victim or a victor. Give them loving kindness. You don't know why they did that, but forgive them, be kind, so they never feel they need to do that ever again. As you give kindness, beautiful loving kindness, which no one can resist once it's strong. And then you imagine, remember, there's one person you've left out. You've given loving kindness to the whole world. But now you imagine yourself, you. This person you've been living with for such a long time. The first person you meet when you wake up in the morning, still got your eyes closed. The last person you say goodnight to when you go to sleep, even if you're married and your partner's right next to you. You. This person who we hardly know. And how can we judge others when few of us really know ourselves? Me. We're so hard and judgmental on ourselves sometimes. Actually, quite often. And so you give yourself, imagine a reflection of you right in front of you. And say, me, I really care for me. I wish myself to be healed. I am so similar to that cat who's abandoned many times, who feels so alone and hurt and doesn't know who to trust, who gets wounded, and many of those wounds haven't been healed yet. I care for me. May the door of my heart be open to all I am or will be. It's this beautiful self-acceptance, kindness and love comes into your heart. I will have the courage to care for me and not just sacrifice myself for others. Because when I'm weak and tired and sick, how can I help anyone? So I heal myself, I care for myself, I let myself be this unique being No one else like me in the whole universe, and I don't need to be anyone different. When I love myself, when I care for myself, when I accept myself, then I know how to love others. May I be free, at peace, enlightened. Wish yourself the best. It's what you spread to all other beings, you now spread towards yourself. It's beautiful tingling energy, energy of kindness, love, forgiveness, healing, going right up your body to the tip of your head, down to your toes, the tips of your fingers, all over, as you feel the energy of loving kindness. I'm just going to pause for a minute to let you feel the power of self-love, which does not make you arrogant, but which makes you at peace. And now, to bring a beautiful conclusion to this meditation, you imagine that golden blanket of loving kindness which is spread all over the world. Leave the warmth out there, the care, as you start to retract, bring that light, bring it in as it contracts and comes into Australia, into Serpentine, into this retreat center, into your heart, until it becomes like a golden ball of intense loving kindness energy. And you imagine leaving the warmth outside, just the light being back. And you imagine it just hovering as this golden intense ball, like a limiter of loving kindness, over your heart, which you imagine as the purest of white lotuses, fully open. And slowly, let the petals of that lotus close to protect that beautiful seed of loving kindness, of compassion, of forgiveness. As the petals close, keeping that for use at another time, another place, the seed, the fire of loving kindness in your own heart. And I will now conclude, keep your eyes closed for another minute or two, as I conclude with a final blessing. Sabbabuddhanupāvena sabbadhammanupāvena sabbasanghanupāvena buddha-ratanaṃ dhamma-ratanaṃ sangha-ratanaṃ tinnaṃ ratanānaṃ anupāvena caturāsīti sahasa dhammakantanupāvena pitaka tayanupāvena jinasāvakanupāvena sabbe te roga, sabbe te bhaya, sabbe te antaraya, sabbe te upadava, sabbe te dunimitta, sabbe te avamangala vinasantu ayuvadako dhanavadako sirivadako Yasa vata ko bala vata ko vana vata ko sukha vata ko hotu sabbada dukkha voga vaya veva sukha satu chupadava aneka antavaya piwina santu chateja sajaya siddhidanang labang soti bhagayang sukhang balang siriyayu cha vano cha bhokang vudi cha yasava Satava satcha ayu cha jiva siddhi bhavantu te. You may now open your eyes. The loving kindness meditation has concluded. Ooh. Hope that wasn't too long for you, but I really get into this, so I indulge, so please forgive me if I indulge. Beautiful loving kindness meditation. Okay, it's 4:45. Ooh, where did the time go? So, those of you who wanted us to get up, and I don't know what we're supposed to be doing, maybe you have your tea and stuff at 5:00. Care of meditating, go to the toilets, whatever. I will be going back to the monastery to check out everything for tomorrow. And again, for this evening, you'll notice many of the tables have disappeared. The monks have taken them over there because we need all the tables for many people, many of the chairs. So I'm sure you can manage to find a way of chairs here, chairs there. Even just you can take the tea or whatever, or the breakfast up into your rooms. Even in the rooms they have toasters and stuff and kettles. I'm sure it can be done just for tomorrow morning. When you do go to the monastery tomorrow, it will be chaos. I don't know this, how it happens. Buddhist ceremonies are always chaotic. But it always happens and it works okay. That's one of the beautiful parts. I always tell people, if you don't like organized religions, come to a Buddhist monastery on a festival day. It's totally disorganized. But it works. Excellent. So, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Excellent. Okay, so I would just go up to the front of the little office for a little while before I go back to Bodhinana Monastery. More offerings? Yeah, shall we come up here or shall we go over there? Where's a good place? Yeah, okay, can do, yeah. Come on in. I'll take this off.
Okay. No, you've done already so much. Okay. Wow. Okay. And then box, yes, good. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Very good.